everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. This is the first Idea Lab of Season 9, so welcome back. If you're new around here, this is the podcast for you if you want to start your own business or if you already run your own business to learn from other entrepreneurs to go faster, quicker, learn from their mistakes so you don't make the same ones. This is the first episode of Season 9, so we'll do a bit of housekeeping. I'll tell you what's coming up. I'll give you some sneak peeks, give you some inside info, and I'm going to tell you about a tax-free haven that is just south of Ireland that I never knew about, and I bet you never knew about either. First, last Thursday's episode was an absolute cracker with Declan Kennedy, the founder and CEO of Stitcher Ads. They were acquired last year for €55 million, so Declan kind of knows what he's doing, I'm pretty sure. It's a cracking episode. It's just so practical. They're the kind of episodes I love where everyone gets something really practical and insightful from people who've been there and done that. So go check that out if you haven't already. Then I want to say a quick thank you to my partner, Sage. Sage is my partner for the entire year of 2022. I get a little buzz every time I say that. Sage, if you're not familiar with them, they're the trusted partner of small and medium businesses all over the world, just like me and you. So if you want a solution for finance, HR and payroll software, click the link in the bio or go check them out directly at sage.com. And if you do it right now, literally right now, you'll get 3 months free. This is a pretty good deal. So what's happening on Season 9? We have a huge guest list in Season 9, and I actually leaked it out on social media last week. So if you're not following me on LinkedIn or Instagram, go follow me, and you'll find out exactly who's going to come up on Season 9. In the meantime, if you'd like to join our community, we have a private community for listeners to the podcast. It is online and offline. So we have a private kind of community bulletin board. You can go and join and see what's happening. You can ask everyone questions. You can ask me questions and just kind of keep in the loop of what's going on with the podcast. And the big benefit of it is you get to join our live meetups. So we do monthly meetups every single month now that COVID is almost gone. The first Thursday of every month, we get together in Dublin for a couple of hours. We do an hour meetup where we kind of like solve each other's problems, connect, offer each other opportunities, and just help each other become better entrepreneurs and build a community. Just get to know other entrepreneurs because it's a lonely business, as I'm sure you know. And then we go for breakfast. It's a lovely time. So if you want to join that, go to mrgaryfox.com, join the community. It's only €99 for the year, and that gets you access to all our private events for members. We also do things like golf meetups, which we've done a couple already this year, and then we're going to have one probably next month. We do hikes and we're going to do day-long events. So if you want to get involved in any of that, go join the community at mrgaryfox.com. Now, this island blew my mind. So I was reading, I don't read many newspapers, I read online every day, but every weekend I buy the Financial Times on a Saturday. I always feel very important when I go pick it up in the shop. That's half the reason I buy it. But they did this deep dive a couple of weeks ago, and I've been dying to share it with you. And it was about this island, and the headline is, I'll read it for you directly from the article: no income tax, no inheritance tax, no capital gains tax, no bureaucracy, no welfare. Welcome to Libertarian Paradise Island. I was hooked. I was like, where is this and how do I move there? It was a really good article. If you're on my newsletter, I'll actually link directly to it. So if you're not, go join the email newsletter today. I'll send that out tomorrow on Tuesday. And basically, it's an island that's only 432 kilometers off the coast of Wexford. It is an island called Sark, S-A-R-K. It's between Guernsey and Jersey and is a car-free channel island. So just to recap on what I said there, they've no income tax, no inheritance tax, no capital gains tax, no bureaucracy. So that is kind of like the dream for a lot of libertarians, especially crypto heads. And what it is that they are self-governed, largely on a volunteer basis. So there's no real government per se. Some of the local members are elected as kind of volunteers. And it kind of is a bit of a free-for-all. And I was like, this place sounds unbelievable. Like, what is the downsides here? But as you read through the article, you kind of go, okay, yeah, there's pros and cons to everything. So I'm going to like lay them out for you here. I was like, why is everyone not just moving here? And apparently before COVID, this guy, Lorenzo, was living there and he put together like a manual for how you go and you get there and you don't pay any tax. And he charged people £1,200 for the manual. It was like an idiot's guide to Sark. It was 300 pages. He made it look all sexy, but he charged them £1,200 sterling for it. Loads of people moved there. So if I can pull up the stats, I think like 200 people bought the guide, and like 82 people ended up moving there, which is pretty big when you think about it. Like, the island is tiny. There's literally only a couple hundred people living there. But when they got there, it wasn't exactly all they thought it was going to be. First of all, I'll kind of run through the cons and then we'll get to the pros. I've kind of told you the pros, no tax. The cons are, it's remote, right? Obviously, it's an island. So there's no cars. So you just have to get around on a bike or whatever. And then to get like to and from the mainland, you've got to Guernsey first, and it's a 50-minute ferry. And if your kid is in like secondary school, they have to get that every single day to go to secondary school. And most things on the island are seasonal, as in like the bars and the restaurants and the cafes. They tend to close in winter because there just isn't enough people there to keep it going. And during COVID, they thought that a lot of them were going to close down permanently. So like there's only one or two shops, and they thought both of them were going to go under. So like, it kind of doesn't really make sense. I mean, if you've, I won't spoil what I think about it at the end, but you also have to get a British passport. So I think for a lot of listeners, that would be a definite no-no. There was a huge spike in people going there before Brexit. Obviously, there was like an amnesty thing before Brexit. You could kind of get in before it closed down. You could apply. It was pretty easy. But now it's still pretty easy. You can get a visa to go there and you can live there. And also, interestingly enough, there's no real hard and fast rules around residency. So you can apply, but they don't have, like, I'm sure you've all heard about, you know, you've all heard about the billionaires who can only spend 180 days in their native country because otherwise the tax laws kick in. They haven't really done that here, which is pretty unusual. So you could kind of, if you were that way inclined, people were kind of like setting up bases here, but not really staying there. And they had no kind of stipulation about, you know, you had to buy property or anything like that. So in Portugal, they're doing something similar, but you have to invest X amount into, it's like a golden visa, it's called. And you have to invest, I think it's 400 or 500,000 euro to get a golden visa. And then you qualify for these things, which kind of makes sense. And I think that's the flaw in this whole SARC experiment. They don't really have buy-in. And like, if people don't have skin in the game, they don't really take it seriously. There was a story of a billionaire. I don't think he was a billionaire, but he was definitely mega wealthy. During COVID lockdown, he had a place on SARC. And then because SARC is kind of loosely associated with Britain and Guernsey, they were applying a lot of the laws around COVID. And when he went back, he wouldn't agree to get tested. And the exact sentence was, I love this. Eventually, the man returned to Guernsey and left in a private jet, never to be seen again. So that's the kind of characters it's going to attract, right? It's kind of, people are a little bit left to centre, but I think if you're that rich to be flying private, I'm not sure a place like this is the place for you. So like, they've no hospital, I think they've one doctor, no cars, you know, there's no welfare, so if you do fall in hard times, you're kind of on your own. So it's a pretty bleak existence. Now the pros, obviously we've kind of outlined them already, no tax. So I think, initially, I was like, oh, this is for super wealthy people. This is for people who are trying to, like, you know, keep their billions. But my thought is, what's the point of being rich if you have to live somewhere like this? No services, no crack, no fun, no family, no friends. Obviously, you'd make friends or whatever there. But still, I think this is for the kind of libertarians of the world, the people who want to, they've got a little bit of money. Might have made money in the crypto space, or they've maybe sold a business, and they want to make that 500,000 or a million stretch forever. I think this is the kind of place that attracts a person who's a bit of a libertarian, a bit anti-government. In the article, they talk about the kind of types of people it attracted, and he kind of danced around it a little bit, but he was getting a local to kind of comment and go, what kind of people does it attract? And he's like, kind of people who believe in, you know, the moon landing was faked and lizard people, conspiracy theorists. So that's what he was saying that it was attracting. And it was also disrupting the environment of SARC, as in this influx of people was causing all the locals to get upset, and, you know, some of them couldn't speak English, so their kids couldn't go to school. So all these experiments are so interesting, though. And I think with the rise of remote work, we're going to see a lot of these places. I think Portugal are doing a really good job of this. They're attracting talent. I think you're going to see a race for talent and a race to attract people to areas that were previously considered unfashionable or too remote or too difficult to get there by public transport. I think with the rise of remote work, places like this and experiments like this are going to become more and more common as people realize, yep, I can work from pretty much anywhere. Why would I not just head off? I think countries are going to struggle with stuff like this. I think they're going to be a bit of a brain drain from high taxation areas. You see in the States a lot, New York and California, there's a huge brain drain at the minute to places like Austin and Miami. And as the world keeps getting more and more online, I think we're only at the tip of this. We're only at the tip of the iceberg for remote work. I think we've had a really wild 2 years. We all know it's here for good, right? But I think there's going to be a couple of years where we all try to figure out what the hell is actually going on and what we're going to do with our lives. So that's today's Idea Lab. I'm going to mix the Idea Labs up in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to have previous guests come back and tell me what ideas they're thinking about. What cool stuff are they working on? And what businesses would they start if they had the time? I think that's going to be really good. And hopefully it'll spark some of you to start your own businesses or start new ideas. I'll see you back here on Thursday. I'll leave you with a book recommendation. I read it recently and it was very, very impactful. Now, it's a little deep and a little heavy, so I wouldn't grab it as your I'm going to lie by the pool and read this book. It's called 4,000 Weeks, Time and How We Use It by Oliver Berkman. And what it is essentially is that if you live to the average age, you'll have 4,000 weeks on the planet. And it analyzes how you should use it. It's quite calming, despite the bleak title. It's quite uplifting. I would recommend reading it at some stage. I posted a little summary in our private community today about it. So stuff like that, it's also an added benefit. So there you go. There's a bonus book recommendation for staying right to the end. If you've enjoyed this episode or any other episodes, please do send it to just one friend who you think would like it, as it's the best way to grow the pod. Word of mouth is how the pod spreads, so please do spread it. I'll see you back here on Thursday. We're chatting with D Lines, the founder of ExamFly. This is a special episode. If you want an insight into a company that's going to be worth hundreds of millions of euro in the next couple of years, I'll see you here on Thursday.